ladies. You can be, look, a guy can have a girl that is just a friend. No, listen. I'll wait. You as a girl can be just a friend to a guy, but it means you're ugly.
I'm sorry, I know you don't want to hear it, but you just a homie with a ponytail. I don't know what else to tell you, man. Men and women can be just friends, but one of y'all fucking busted, okay? Somebody ugly. Or maybe both. Maybe both of you are ugly, in which case y'all should be fucking anyways. That's why it's called bumping uglies.
My hometown was so country, man. We used to have, drive your tractor to school day. Swear to God. Do you guys remember School Spirit Week? Well, like every day of the week we'd have a theme to it, like pajama day or twin day. We would have one day in that week when like the rich kids would pull up and just fucking flex on us, John Deere style. And the women in my school would just get wet. Like, oh my Lord, he's got land. Because that's all people cared about where I was from, was fucking farming. Like, you didn't need 8 inches if you had 8 acres. Like, that was... that was the biggest flex you could come with. You couldn't compete with a farmer. If he's plowing land, he could plow your bitch. Straight up. Like, there's just nothing you could do. Nothing you could do. I wish I was gay for the fitness of the fashion alone. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I'm straight, but I'd love to be in gay shape. You know what I mean? You ever meet a gay dude? They're in great shape every fucking time, man. It's so impressive. Gay dudes stay in the gym. That's the guy's name, Jim. They just stay in there. They just turning it out, burning calories, dog. It's dedication. You better respect it. That's next level fitness, bro. That's that level of in shape that, like, you could fight off another grown man if you wanted to, you know? That's up to you. You know what I mean? You put in the work, top or bottom. That's you, dog. That's your prerogative.
I feel like a lot of people in here have been cheated on. Not on land. That's what I feel. Like. Yeah, but I'm happy to have y'all support. It's because it's insanity to me. If you live in LA and you date a hot girl for long enough, at some point this chick will come to you and say something like, "Babe, there's just this guy, a friend of mine, who wants to just take me and my 8 hot girlfriends into the abyss. Are you out of your fucking mind? Why? Why? Stay dry. Why?" Like, no, people get fucked on boats. Boats were built for fucking. Since the beginning of boats, people been fucking on them. B-O-A-T, bring out ass and titties. It's been in front of us the whole time.
A big red flag for me is if I don't have anything in common, like hobby-wise, with somebody. Like, it's such a necessary relationship trait to have, I think. It's so easy to be physically attracted to somebody. Obviously, it's everyone's first instinct. But I think if you want longevity in a relationship, you have to have that extra layer of compatibility, right? You have to want to do things together, I think. So, like, a big red flag for me is, like, if a girl doesn't go to the gym. And that's just because it's a very big part of my life. I love going. I go every day. I'm a very big advocate of going to the gym and working out. And it's so good for your health, not just your physical, but your mental health as well. Get your endorphins going. Get some of that stress relief out of you, you know. But I do acknowledge that it's not for everybody. It's intimidating for some people who don't go every day. And I try to be cognizant of that. And I try to help out the best I can. Like, there may be some people in here right now or maybe watching at home that want to get started and just don't know how to take that first step. And if there is anybody out there, I highly recommend the program I just started about 6 months ago that changed my life forever. And that program is where I only work out with black dudes. Exclusively. Because black dudes will push you to your limits whether you want to or not. I started about 6 months ago, man. I was in the gym one day, and I was having a bad day. I was stressed about something. I was angry about something, and I was like, man, fuck this. I'm gonna use this negative as a positive. I'm gonna use this aggression. I'm gonna put up some weight. And I was hitting a chest day, so I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna hit a new max on the bench press. So I go in there, put the lighter weights on first, get loosened up, get warm, you know. And then you got to put on the heavier stuff. And when you do that, you're supposed to have a spotter, so you don't die. And I didn't know anybody in there at the time. Closest person to me was the black dude at the bench next to me. So I walked over. I was like, "Hey man, would you mind spotting me for this set real quick?" And he was like, "Yeah, I got you." I was like, "I feel like you do. Everything about your voice is safe. I feel like I can lift the world now. Okay, come on." So we go over to the bench together. He gets behind the rack in the spot position. He's ready. I lay down and I'm trying to psych myself up, get in the zone, line up my hands, get a good grip, and finally I get it off the rack. Oh, I get one rep in. Oh, I get two reps in. I get stuck on the third. My arms start shaking. And he can see this. So like any good spotter, he has some words of encouragement. I'm trying not to die. And this man just gets in my ear. And do that shit. Do that shit. It ain't nothing. I was like, I don't know, man. I'm getting kind of tired. He was like, "My people been tired." I was like, "God damn. I'm sorry." It was only like 255. You had white guilt on top of that. It's like 500 pounds, man. I was like, is this pre-workout or a history lesson? What are we doing, dog? Fucking, I racked that shit up. I was like, I appreciate you, man. I was struggling at the end. He was like, "You don't know struggle." Fuck, man. Can't have anything. So that's my new routine whenever somebody's like, "You look good, Matt. You on a diet?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's called White Watchers. You should try it." So when black people watch white people struggle, you will sweat. I promise you. This is one of the whitest crowds I've ever seen in my entire life. Bro, I'm uncomfortable. Y'all are so white. Is this a comedy show or a meeting? God damn. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Red flag number. We could try something different. This could be fun. Or it could be a fucking nightmare. But I think we can have fun. So the thing is like I could do red flags for hours. And they could be funny. We could all laugh, have a guaranteed good time. But who wants to do that? So, and a lot of times, I don't like to do a lot of red flags because it is very male to female. You know, it's listing things that men don't like about women. And I don't want that to be unfair, one-sided, or sexist. So to even it out, sometimes I am genuinely curious, like for the women in the audience, what might be some red flags for a guy if you go on a date with him? He says or does this that makes you kind of be like, "Ooh, I don't know." Hold on, I'm gonna go balcony. I'm gonna go balcony. What is it? Is it a good one?
Splitting the check.
Splitting the check. Okay. Splitting the check. On a first date. He asked in the beginning of the date? Towards the middle? Oh, you were boring. In the middle? Can I get you anything? Yeah, two checks? Two checks would be great. Yeah. So where did you say you were from? How recently was this?
5 months ago.
5 months ago. Okay, and you still upset? So hold on, where... Where did you go to eat?
The Gin in Temple.
What is it?
The Gin in Temple.
The Gin in Temple. What is that? Rude. What kind of restaurant is that?
They have catfish on a steak.
Yeah, catfish and steak. It's like a roadhouse, an expensive roadhouse. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe, did you like him? Until that moment, did you like him?
No.
I'm curious. Until he asked to split the check, were you like, this is going good? You were? Fuck. Oh my gosh. Let me ask, did you sleep with him?
Wow. Oh my God. He split you and the check in one night. Oh my God.
Did he leave a big tip? Hold on, that was an unnecessary detail, what'd you say?
I said he was sweaty when he did it.
He was sweaty after, yeah, my man was putting in work. That's good. I would think. Well. I'm sorry you got half of a meal. All right, we're one for one. What's another fun one? Do you have a fun one? What is it? Ooh. This is gonna get cancelable. Let's do it. So you said, when he says he's on hormone therapy, but he's just fucking jacked. So hormone therapy, what's that supposed to do? Balance it out, basically? So what, he says he has too much, like, natural testosterone?
No, he doesn't have enough.
He doesn't have enough? Okay, how long have you been seeing this man? 25 years? What? Where'd you meet him? You met him when you guys were kids. So he tells you he's going on hormone therapy to get more testosterone, but you think he's on steroids? You know so? Did you find them?
Yes.
Could you get me some? I'm trying to get in gay shape, dog. Let's go. I'm taking all the shortcuts. You did find some? Was it a needle or a pill?
He is gay shape.
She said she thinks he is in gay shape. The plot thickens. Oh my God. This is the bigger red flag now. He has his workout buddies. Do you have a picture of him? I want to see what his gaydar says about, oh fuck. God damn it. The phones are locked up. God damn. Your phone isn't a hormone blocker. God damn it. Okay, after the show, I want to see this. Yeah, I mean, that's a valid red flag. You don't want somebody who's lying about an obvious appearance thing. Like, if you're clearly on steroids, just own up to this shit. It's fine. It's fine to do it. If that's the body you want and the life you want to live, you can fucking do that. It's fine. As long as you can still get your dick up, you're fine. He can't? Then it's not okay. Stop what you're doing immediately. Stop seeing him. Oof. Okay.
Let's unlock her phone.
Yeah. Can we unlock your phone? Okay. Okay. Bro, what if it's just a picture of me? It's like, unlock the phone. And I'm like, nah, we don't gotta do all that. We don't gotta, let's just take her word for it. Oh my God, that's it? That's what you unlock them with? That fucking flying saucer? May I see your phone? There we go, pass it over. Oh, this is great. This better be worth it. There we go, pass that back to her. There we go, I just gotta see a picture of this guy and then I wanna see what you think. I want to test this gaydar. Let's go.
God damn. Bro, he has the traps that my grandpa's pocket pussy wishes it had. Oh my God. Why is his neck so big? Oh my God, this motherfucker looks so unsure. Okay. Resident gay? What are we thinking? What are we thinking? What is it?
The pose.
The pose? He's gay? Ding, 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 ding. Any excuse to drink. Go ahead. No, this is good. Whenever we out a gay, an angel gets his wings. This is good. This is good. Everybody knows that. You know what's fucked up? I've posed like that before, so I was like, I'm actually from Ohio. Yeah, that's right. That felt as welcoming as it should have. Man, if you've never been to Ohio, you don't got them. You absolutely don't have. I don't care who died there. Send an email, okay? You do not have to go. It's so trash. Oh my God. I'm not even from like a fun part of Ohio. I didn't get like Cleveland or Cincinnati, nothing fun. I'm from the middle of nowhere, like hour west of Columbus, surrounded by cornfields, country, the sticks, we call it. Population like 1,500 people. Like the kind of small town where like the gas station's also the grocery store. You know what I mean? Fuck around, get some sandwiches and some diesel. You here? Why not save a trip? My hometown was so country, man. We used to have drive your tractor to school day. Swear to God. Do you guys remember School Spirit Week? Where like every day of the week we'd have a theme to it, like pajama day or twin day. We would have one day in that week when like the rich kids would pull up and just fucking flex on us, John Deere style. And the women in my school would just get wet. Like, oh my Lord, he's got land. Because that's all people cared about where I was from, was fucking farming. Like, you didn't need 8 inches if you had 8 acres. Like, that was the biggest flex you could come with. You couldn't compete with a farmer. If he's plowing land, he could plow your bitch, straight up. Like, there's just nothing you could do. Nothing you could do. But it's the type of small town where, like, life just kind of dissipates. You know what I mean? Like, everyone lives the exact same life timeline. Like, you go to high school, you get pregnant, then you graduate, maybe, and then you get a job, get married, and so on and so forth, then you die in this hometown. It's depressing. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do for fun there. Everybody just drinks and does drugs, but not cool like we do it, you know? Theirs is because they're sad. It's so depressing, man. I didn't realize drugs were as big of a problem when I was living there, but apparently it's gotten worse. I found out about 3 or 4 weeks ago, this kid who I went to school with, he's like 2 grades older than me. We didn't know each other too well, but there's only like 300 people in a school, so we kind of know each other. Found out like 3 or 4 weeks ago, this kid OD'd from heroin in this town at his job. The same job he got when we were in high school. He lived and died there, and obviously the whole town got together and they mourned the loss of their dealer. No, guys, don't get weird, okay? There's a silver lining moment. The whole town, I swear to God, they started a GoFundMe and they raised enough money so that they could get him a memorial bench at his favorite park, which I thought was a really sweet memento, you know, to provide other people seating to do their heroin. I've never done heroin, but I imagine you want to sit down. Okay, whatever. You guys don't know him. Okay, I'm just giving you a little perspective. That I could have been a bench, okay? But I'm not. Nothing like where I'm from. It's so weird. I'm good looking.
I don't like it any more than you guys do, okay? This is not good for comedy, okay? And it's so weird for me. My looks are so confusing to me because you guys haven't known me my entire life, so you have no context of this, but this shit just happened. Puberty hit me so disrespectfully late. I was ugly as shit for the first 22 years of my life. I was so ugly for so long. If I would have been on Wayfair, they would have returned me immediately. Like, I was so ugly. No, don't, oh, okay. I spent the first 22 years of my life building a personality for what? You think I need to be funny now? No, it's a fucking waste of my time, to be honest. Got me nowhere. Oh, and it's so weird because when you spend so much of your life as one thing and then you're drastically changing to something else overnight, it fucks with you emotionally. Like, it's still so new to me that I don't quite grasp it. I don't see myself that way. Like, I know I look like every fuck boy ever, but I do identify as an ugly person. So I think that does technically make me trans. Trans handsome, transom. We wait till we get our bathrooms. It's gonna be all mirrors, bunch of pretty people doing cocaine. It's gonna be dope, and y'all can't come. It's so weird, man. It's such a drastic lifestyle change, too, because people treat you so different. Like, nobody likes attractive people, right? You assume their lives are easier. Like, there's no sympathy for pretty people at all. Which is another thing you guys might not know about me is I have clinical depression and an anxiety disorder. And you guys are just waiting for the punchline. That's how fucked up it is that I can come up here and vent to y'all, basically being like, help! And y'all are like, get your cute ass out of here. And it's not funny. Awesome. Okay. It's so weird. There's no sympathy for pretty people. No one gives a fuck how sad you are if you have high cheekbones at all. People act like I don't have any problems at all. I could be crying my eyes out in bed, and people are just like, what could you possibly be so upset about, huh? I bet you're just swimming in pussy. And it's like, yeah. But you know what I'm not swimming in? Self-confidence. Security, believe it or not. Someone who listens to me. I can't even hang myself because my jawline will cut the fucking rope. And I'm just on the ground, handsome. Even if I did die, it's gotta be an open casket. People are like, God damn, he looks good in a suit. That's really nice. That's blue is his color. That is nice. There's no sympathy for pretty people. You guys are lucky. Count your blessings, uggos. Shit ain't sweet up here either, okay? Everybody's dealing with shit. I just want you to remember that. Remember that. Next time you're in bed having the worst day, crying your eyes out, and your friends are by your bedside or blowing up your phone, like, oh my God, are you okay? Is there anything we can do to make you feel better? What's wrong? Just remember, it means you're ugly. I don't make up the rules, okay? I'm sorry. If you were cute, they'd be like, get up, bitch, we're going to the club. 3 milli rocks. Be right back to it. No problem, but rules are rules. It's weird because it's given me the perspective of not judging people based on how they look. I'm a big fan of that. That's why I like the masks. Love it. You don't know who's ugly with a mask on, do you? It's kind of a fun game to play, isn't it? Just walking them through the grocery store like, does this bitch have a beak? Like, you don't know what people's situations are. You got to get to know them before you can judge. Like, you wouldn't be able to just assume I'm a douchebag if I had my mask on. You'd have no basis. I could walk into any Starbucks with my mask on. They would just think I'm any random lesbian. You know what I mean? I could be anybody. Could be anybody. You go in, they're like, what's your name? I'm like, Matt. They're like, you are so brave. And the code to your bathroom is 47.